U.S. researchers say that as deaths related to HIV/AIDS have been decreasing, the number of deaths from the hepatitis C virus has been on the rise. As a result, more Americans are now dying from hepatitis C than from HIV/AIDS. Researchers at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention used death certificates to track fatal cases of three viral infections, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV/AIDS, over almost a decade, starting in 1999. Over 9 years, HIV deaths steadily decreased as prevention programs took effect and better treatment became available. At the same time, hepatitis C cases climbed, and by 2007, more Americans were dying from that virus than from the one that causes AIDS. Hepatitis B deaths were relatively steady during the study period, and they accounted for a fraction of the deaths caused by the other two viruses. Co-author John Ward, director of the CDC Hepatitis Division, says the uptick in hepatitis C deaths doesn't indicate that more people are becoming infected.
The number of deaths from hepatitis C are increasing because the persons infected with this virus are aging into a period of their lives when they're becoming sick with liver cirrhosis or liver cancer caused by this viral infection.
Hepatitis C was discovered in 1989, and Ward says most of the 3 million Americans who are infected with it were exposed before then, for example, through contaminated blood transfusions or by injecting illicit drugs. A person can carry the virus for decades without any symptoms until major, often fatal, liver disease develops. Ward says the success of the fight against HIV/AIDS could serve as a roadmap for battling hepatitis C. That includes more testing of people at risk, especially those born between 1945 and 1965, and developing a robust treatment network to reach patients with the latest generation of effective medicines.
And when we say effective, we're really talking about eliminating the viral infection, essentially a cure of the infection, not, you know, lifelong or ongoing chronic therapy, but a course of treatment that for 70% of persons can lead to elimination of the virus.
He says the effort could save between 80 and 120,000 lives over the coming years. John Ward and his colleagues report their findings in the Annals of Internal Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.